Hello, WGLZ. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. Now, I'm doing my interview number 3 for my radio class. Now, on the phone, I have Patty Barnaby. She is a Wheaton, West Virginia resident. She is the founder of Never Alone, and she was inspired on one summer day in August of 2010 when she was listening to the song Never Alone by Jim Brickman. By the grace of God, Never Alone, West Virginia was founded. Now, Patty, how are you doing today?
Good, and how are you?
I'm doing just fine. You know, I'm liking this warm weather. It's really nice out. Really helps with walking to my classes and everything.
Understood. I wish
Now, to start this off, could I just ask you, could you explain the story behind Never Alone?
Okay, sure. Actually, you know, I worked in the school system, Hancock County Schools, and I was off for the summer. I live close to Weir High, and I decided I was going to walk early in the mornings. And my son had given me an iPod, and on it was all different types of songs. But this one ended up coming on one day, and I couldn't understand why this song, of all things, would come on there with something that my son did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So as I was walking and the song came on, it shared about, you know, how many times we could be alone. And I started to pray, and all of a sudden, I felt like God was saying, he shared with me about a young man that my daughter, my middle daughter, Bianca, had gone to school with, Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
And his senior year, his parents had divorced, and he started to sway away from their crowd, and he got involved in, you know, a lot of partying. And he ended up dying from a heroin overdose. So that day when I went home, I thought of him, and on Channel 9 News was a special about heroin addiction in our community. And there was actually a husband and wife on there, and it didn't show their faces, but I recognized their voice. And it was actually somebody that I knew and my son grew up with. He had become a heroin addict. And what happened was they shared with how horrible it was for the parents and the family to go through somebody that they loved going through an addiction. And so what I did is I called News 9, make a long story short. They gave me the number to the CEO at HealthWays, contacted her, and I said, I'd like to have a walk in regards to drug addiction. And she said, come on up, we'll listen to your ideas. Make a long story short, we had the walk, and on that day I thought, well, if we make $1,000, I give it away, you know, that'll be fine. Well, we ended up making $16,000, and
wow.
We had over 400 people that walked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. I mean, there's certain things you really can't explain in life, and I mean, it's very touching that we have certain human beings like you that want to go out there and make a change, and you know, just thank you for that, really.
Thank you.
That's very, very touching. So, what are some of the physical signs of addiction that you would say are like the biggest signs to look for in a person?
Okay. Well, these are the signs: excessive sweating, weight gain or loss, shaky tremor of the hands. They could be nauseous and vomiting, smell of the substance on their breath or body, talking a lot, hyperactivity, needle marks on the arms or legs, walking slow or staggering, poor physical condition, sleep problems, red watery eyes, irregular heartbeat, and even like runny nose, like you would think maybe they had allergies.
Mm-hmm. Now, along with that, what are some of the behavioral signs of addiction as well?
Well, of course you're going to see change in their personality, their friends, associations with activities. If they're in school, their grades can drop, and their performance, they have problems. Change in habits or even being and interested.
Mm-hmm.
Difficulty concentrating and forgetting things. No motivation. Maybe they get oversensitive. Temper tantrums, moodiness, giddiness, paranoia is a big one. Excessive need of privacy, unreachable, secretive and suspicious. If they have car accidents, chronic dishonesty, unexplained need for money and stealing money and things, even changes in their personal grooming and possession of articles for drug addiction, mm-hmm. needles and such.
Now, one of my questions is, like, I know it's the foundation's called Never Alone West Virginia. How, like, I don't know how to put this. How far out in West Virginia do you go, if that makes sense?
Okay, well, we kind of center around Hancock and Brooke County.
Mm-hmm.
But we have helped people in Steubenville. We have helped people in Wheeling. So, and I've even helped people in Bel Air, Ohio, Martins Ferry area. So it's kind of like in the Ohio Valley.
Mm-hmm.
People have reached out to me out of town, and I will help get them directions of where to go in different states for rehab, and then even halfway homes afterwards. So, you know, we kind of, our territory has been expanding.
Okay, yeah, that actually leads into my next question. I was going to ask, do you have any, like, desires to, like, really expand, or do you just want to stay in this, one, like, specific area?
Well, you know what? It's ever, wherever God leads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just leave everything in His hands and then wait and see what happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we operate. I mean, we've been here since 2010, and some people still don't know about us, and we've done different things on you know, the news stations. We've had things in the paper. We've had activities and, you know, different things, and it, you'd be surprised how people still do not know about Never Alone.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, well, we're going to take a short break, and we are going to have a PSA. So when we get back, we will get right back into the interview, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
Alrighty, we are back to this interview with Patty Barnaby. She is the founder of Never Alone West Virginia. You know, some of the... I have another question for you to really get back into here. Could you explain to us what an enabler is and some of the warning signs you can look for to know that you are an enabler?
Okay. Well, usually an enabler is either the parents or the wife or, you know... Or it could be even, you know, a grandparent or friends even. It's anyone, like we say, there's six warning signs. Providing financial support. If you're providing your loved one with cash without knowing what it, you know, what it's for, a lot of times they'll hit the parents with, well, I need gas in my car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not true. And then they clean up their mess. You know, do you care, cover for your loved ones when they miss work or school? Have you picked them up when they were out late at bars and bailed them out of jail is another biggie. Has your loved one ever verbally or physically abused you, but you just dismiss it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not confronting them. Are you afraid of confronting your loved one about their behavior because you fear they'll get angry or defensive? And do you go and party with them, even if it is to just go out and have a drink, which that's not a good idea with, you know, dealing with somebody that's addicted. And covering the responsibilities, it's tempting to want to help your loved one with your daily responsibilities, such as picking up their kids from school or completing work assignments, but those aren't your responsibilities. And so many times as parents, we take on the responsibilities of our children, even when they become adults.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big part of an enabling. And that's why with Never Alone, we do have a support group. And it's for those that are addicted, family members that enable, and also community that wants to make a difference. And we meet the second Monday of every month at 6 o'clock. And the location now is going to be on Crossroads Church on Penco Road, which in Weirton, which is right next door to the Goodwill. Mm-hmm. But we gather, and instead of like just AA, where it's just for those that are addicted, this is for everybody. And I felt like God was telling me from the beginning of this whole thing that in order to have a support group, it's good to do it that way because you're able to help one another in different ways. You know, the addict is able to share their feelings and what they're going through, along with the parent sharing what they're going through and how they're feeling. So that's a big honor to have that support prayer group once a month.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Do you have any advice for anyone who may have a loved one struggling with addiction, or even anyone who may have an addiction of their own and don't know where to look for help?
Yeah. I would advise them to give me a call. And because we actually, a couple years ago, we put together a manual, and it's called Where to Turn the Page Resource Manual. And we have resources in regards to drug facilities, detox centers, and meetings. And it's a good beginning because, you know, as the years have gone on, we have found the resources to help people. And so that's what I would do is, you know, give me a call and hopefully I'll be able to help them. And also to come to our support group once a month. I mean, it's fine, go to your AA meetings, you know, in between, but Never Alone's a little different because we reach out to the community and we are given donations and stuff. So we're able to help, you know. We're just actually, we're like kind of co-partnering with Weirton Christian Center. Tim Weaver, the director there, had contacted me and asked if they wanted to start a grieving group for children ages kindergarten to high school, or anybody that has lost their parents to addiction, or they're incarcerated and living with the grandparents and such. And she asked if it would be okay if they called it Never Alone Kids. So that's actually we're going to have an open house at the Christian Center on October 19th for grieving children.
Okay.
And that's another resource that we're going to have, you know, to help with children that are hurting.
All right, that sounds very nice. Now, that is for my questions. Now, the last thing I wanted to ask you is, do you want to repeat the meeting places and the days and times that you meet with people?
Sure. Sure. It's the second Monday of every month at 6 o'clock, and the location's going to be at Crossroads Church, Penco Road, next to Goodwill, in Weirton, West Virginia.
Alrighty, thank you. Now, that's it for this interview, but I just wanted to thank you not only for coming on to the show and letting me interview, but I also wanted to thank you for everything that you have done for the many people that have needed help. And I'm very happy that you were there for people who are in need, and I just wanted to thank you for that as well.
Thank you, Dom. Do you want my phone number, too?
Yeah, you could put your phone number on here in case anyone needs to reach out.
Yes. It's 304-797-1579.
All righty. Thank you, and I hope you have a great night. That'll be it for this interview. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you, Dom.
God bless you as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.